Brought to you by the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. Growing awareness, cultivating safety.
Attention dairy and beef producers. As you map out your feeding strategy for the cooler seasons, don't forget, planning ahead pays off. Get your order scheduled for nutrient-loaded wet feeds from Commonwealth Agri-Energy in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. The exceptional fermentation process of their wet feeds cranks up the protein, fat, and fiber, delivering a tasty and digestible feed your livestock will not only love, but will thrive on. Keep your herd and bottom line happy with wet feeds from Commonwealth Agri-Energy. Learn more at CommonwealthAgriEnergy.com.
Your Ag Edge weather continues with Joshua Clausen.
As we go through the weekend, sunshine continues. Some places in eastern Kentucky could get a few showers Saturday evening. We'll see highs again inching up to 90 or just above across the Commonwealth, and a lot of the same on Sunday. Overnight lows dipping back into the 50s and 60s. Well, the rain across the state has not helped much. The current drought monitor outlook now has about 9% of the state with no drought, 25% of the state at the D0 or abnormally dry category, 33% at category number 2, 31% at the D2, severe drought, extreme drought now 0.86%. That seems to be in Boyd County and portions of Lawrence County. I'm Josh McLaughlin with your Ag Edge weather.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Les Paul and Mary Ford from 51 taking you up to news time.
The world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is covered with dew. And while the world is waiting for the sunrise, my heart is calling.
is the Kentucky News Network.
Kentucky State Police confirming a judge is dead following a courthouse shooting involving a sheriff Thursday.
We can't confirm that the district judge was shot and unfortunately has passed away.
Kentucky State Police Trooper Matt Gayhart talking to News Nation as a rural community in the southeast part of the Commonwealth now sees its sheriff facing a first-degree murder charge. 43-year-old Letcher County Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins allegedly shot 54-year-old District Judge Kevin Mullins Thursday afternoon after the two got into an argument at the county courthouse in Whitesburg. Steins was taken into custody without incident. I'm Sean Gallagher.
Kentucky State Police Thursday afternoon said the state medical examiner and crime lab are still working to confirm the identity of a body found Wednesday they believe is 32-year-old Joseph Couch, accused of shooting at vehicles along I-75 in Laurel County on September 7th, leaving five people injured. The soft tissue DNA test came back inconclusive. The next test requires bone extractions. It's believed the person believed to be Couch took their own life with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A bill requiring vision tests for Kentucky drivers renewing their license goes into effect January 1st. Officials want to keep people with poor vision from taking the wheel. Indiana and Ohio have similar laws. Drivers can get their vision checked by a specialist of their choice or at one of the DMV regional offices. If you have a need for an 11,000-square-foot home on 10 acres of land, there's a house in Lexington that might have your name on it. The five-bedroom, five-bath home on DeLong Road was built in 2007 and features a chef's kitchen, marble staircases, and a heated saltwater pool. There's a luxurious pool house as well as fireplaces, a gourmet kitchen, and a theater room. The price tag is a cool $6 million. I'm Lee Mowen.
Is the Kentucky News Network.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I got my together.
I got my together.
I got my together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together, too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Limestone Agency wants to be your one-stop headquarters for insurance. Houses, cars, boats, farms, and all types of commercial policies. We also do life, health, and Medicare supplements. Call one of our professionals today at 859-498-3410 or stop by our office, 46 Broadway in Mount Sterling or 500 Main Street in Paris. Insurance since 1847. That's Limestone Agency.
Stay tuned. It's time for Mid-Mornings on Main. 2 hours of fun, trivia, and information with your host, Dan Manley. And brought to you in part by Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Ow. All right.
Like my little Lucy.
need somebody to help me say it one time. Na 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 na.
Good morning. It's time for a Kentucky Realty Group showcase here on WMST. Want to remind you that coming up during October court day, Davin Smith, he's going to have some live court day auctions. Now, the time and location, they're still working on exactly where this is going to be. I think they have a pretty good idea, but they're not ready to announce it yet. You can contact DJS Auctions USA at gmail.com. DJS Auctions USA at gmail.com. And they can give you, you can get more information there. It's going to be a deal where people consign things, do consignments to the auction. You got something you want to sell? They're going to do about 40 a day, I think, different things that people will bring in. And it sounds to me like it'll be, a lot of fun. And so get ready. Get ready for that big deal coming up. And remember your team at Kentucky Realty Group. Bob Coburn's a principal broker, and he's been working in real estate for a decade. He's a principal broker now, and a guy who graduated from Eastern Kentucky University, and he attended law school, has his Juris Doctor, and that adds a lot to serving clients at the Kentucky Realty Group, no doubt about it. Realtors are Lucille Harden, who, of course, a longtime realtor here, Pam Murphy, Shelley Sutton, Liz Torquia. Terry Schwartz is the office manager at the Kentucky Realty Group. Danny Copeland serves as a transaction coordinator. And Mayan Mullett is a realtor, as is Angie Smith, and that's Davin's better half. And so they have a great team, a complete team that can do everything that you need them to do to help you make that right deal. And it is a little, I wouldn't say more complicated. There's an additional step you've got to go through now in order to complete deals. So keep that in mind. And that's one of the reasons that you probably need a realtor now more than ever. So let them work with you at the Kentucky Realty Group. 498-0208 is the number for you to call. And they have a extensive list of properties. If you go to their website, you'll see all the different homes in the area. And there are plenty of homes that, if you can lay down the check, so to speak, wow, do they have homes. There's a home in Winchester on Alexis Way. It's priced right at $750,000. It's on just a third of an acre, so you don't have a tremendous amount of land to take care of, but what a fabulous home that looks to be. And again, they have lots of homes in the price range of that $750,000. They've got million-dollar homes if you're looking for something in that price range. But keep in mind that they've got so many homes in so many different price ranges. And in Frenchburg right now, It's at 914 Forest View Drive. Two bedrooms, three baths on about an acre of land. And this is a place you really need to, if you want that get away from it all place. Wow. What a deck you can sit out on. Now, all of these homes, they when you go to their website, keep in mind, they may not necessarily have these homes listed, but that doesn't mean they can't be the agent to show these homes to you in the area. And they would love, there are a number of what you would all call cabins, but I mean, they're much more than cabins. I mean, they are complete homes that they have available right now. So keep that in mind at Kentucky Realty Group. I want to talk a little bit about some places that are right here in Mount Sterling. And one of the homes that is still listed, it's priced at $499,000. I guarantee you. Yeah, I do. I guarantee you the home is worth every penny. Four bedrooms, four baths, on about 2 acres of land, and right here in downtown Mount Sterling. It's up on North Maysville. It's, again, this is another one of those homes that they don't have listed, but they would, one of their people would love to show you this home. It's been on the market for a while. It was built in 1912, but it has been so fully updated that you gotta go look at this home. The flooring, the stairway, the doorways, it's exquisite is what it is. From a price standpoint, you know, the only thing about it is, you either need to be young enough to deal with the land, because there's a little bit of a mowing effort on about 2 acres there. And you say, oh, a home on North Maysville with 2 acres of land, you bet. Yeah, it's there. But it's everything is modern. I mean, the kitchen is completely modern. The bathrooms have been updated. The laundry room, you're going to love it. And yet it's got some elements that you're just not going to find in any home that's being built today. So, wow, there's a terrific, terrific home. And the windows in the home are spectacular. You're going to really like, the ability to decorate this house for someone who says, yeah, well, I really want a house I can put some time into and really enjoy decorating. And it's got plenty of room for entertaining. It's got the equivalence of a pub in the downtown area. Yeah, down in the basement area. The sidewalks, the decking, I just can't say enough about this property. And the lawn is just absolutely beautiful with beautiful trees. Yeah, I don't know about I think it has probably a new roof on it. I don't think the roof is very old at all. So that's one of the great, great houses that's available right now. And again, they do not have this house listed themselves, but as we know today, well, that just doesn't make a whole lot of difference. Anybody can show this to you, and they would love to be the broker. I guarantee you, the people that are selling homes, they know. Yeah, they know this house. They can give you a great tour, even beyond the tour that you can go online and find. Remember, Kentucky Realty Group, they've got houses all over. Yeah. All over the place. All over the area. And among the other homes that we've talked about, 603 Brookmead Drive, where there's a house that needs a little touch, but it's priced where you can, you can buy and do a little work and you'll have something really, really special. There's an All Mountain Shade Lawn, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 1/2 acre, priced under $350,000. Number of houses that are in that price range. There, a lot of the older homes in Winchester are available right now, and they can show you those homes. Fritchburg has a number of listings for you to consider if you want to be in that area. And it's all there for you. Kentucky Realty Group. They're located at the top of the viaduct in Mount Sterling. 498-0208 is the number for you to call. They would love to work with you on that next real estate deal at the Kentucky Realty Group in Mount Sterling. Hey, we'll be back again next week with another Kentucky Realty Group showcase to just kind of keep you updated on some of the things happening in the real estate world. Interest rates coming down a little bit. That's good. If you're thinking about financing that home, check it out. See how much more home you can afford right now than you could a few days ago.
Looking for fast, easy, and secure electronic banking? Community Trust Bank has a wide variety of banking services to meet your needs, including internet banking, bill pay, and mobile banking. We now have even more great services like Apple Pay and Google Pay. Make payments directly from your smartphone. And Zelle, a fast, easy, secure way to send and receive money from your smartphone. Visit us on the internet at ctbi.com or stop by and see us at one of our 79 branch offices.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Tiffany Shanklin with Lily's Med Spa and Salon in Mount Sterling. We wanted to let everyone know that we have a newly renovated facility offering more space and many more services. To celebrate, join us on September 20th for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at noon, followed by an open house from 4 to 7, where you can explore our new building and all we have to offer. We are located at 75 Sterling Way beside Windsor Care Nursing Home in Mount Sterling.
Every town I go in, there's a street named the street Funky, Funky Broadway. Down on Broadway, there's a nightclub. Now, name.
Maybe you thought you'd like full-time retirement, but it turns out it's not for you. Or maybe you want something part-time while the kids are at school. Become a team member with your local Scott Family McDonald's. You'll get 401k, health, dental, and life insurance, instant pay, flexible scheduling, free meals, uniforms, and several other incentives. Full-time, part-time, daytime, nighttime. Get details online at scottmcdonalds.com/apply. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Some Wilson Pickett this morning for you here. I figure that the guy who's happiest is Robert Ball. Robert's, yeah, he kind of likes Wilson. That's his style. Yeah, he remembers from that era. Hope you do too. Good stuff.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS.
They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hezbollah pounded northern Israel with rockets a day after the group's leader promised to retaliate over this week's mass pager and walkie-talkie explosions that killed dozens of people and wounded thousands. The BBC's Yoland Nell reports from Jerusalem.
What we're hearing from the north of Israel, about 150 rockets fired by Hezbollah, the Israeli military renewing its call for residents to stay close to bomb shelters. This is really after we've had in the past 24 hours some very serious exchanges of Israel. Fire.
Israel's just announced it's conducted a targeted strike in Beirut. Developing news from Pennsylvania this morning, Constellation Energy says it plans to restart the troubled Three Mile Island nuclear plant and sell the power to Microsoft. The tech giant needs it for a new AI data centers. In 1979, Three Mile Island was the site of the worst nuclear accident in U.S. history. The restart involves the Unit 1 reactor, which was not involved in the meltdown. North Carolina's Republican candidate for governor, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, is refusing to drop out of the race after reported online posts in which he called himself a black Nazi and defended slavery. Doug High is the GOP National Committee's former communications director.
For months, I've been hearing from Republicans in the state, Trump supporters, that they were nervous that Mark Robinson could have an impact, a negative one, off a ballot. Donald Trump endorses candidates, so he made some of his own problems here. It's a very real concern.
Vice President Harris holds a campaign event in the South that'll highlight abortion. WSB Radio's Jonathan O'Brien is in Atlanta.
The visit comes after a report from ProPublica this week about a woman from Georgia who died after they found Georgia's abortion restrictions caused delays in doctors being able to give her an emergency abortion. According to a senior campaign official, the vice president's speech today will zero in on the implications of Georgia's heartbeat bill and other similar laws that have been passed since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
Some Chevy Silverados, GMC Yukons, and Cadillac Escalades are being recalled over a brake warning. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The problem is a software issue discovered in testing. The danger is brakes on these 2023 and 24 trucks could fail without warning. No crashes or injuries have been reported. Dealers will update the vehicle's brake control module software.
One of the richest deals in NBA history's just been announced.
Embiid turns, fires for the win. Joel Embiid!
The Sixers say the seven-time All-Star signed a three-year contract extension with Philly worth $193 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oil investments in...
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
A Major League star started his own exclusive 50-50 club.
A Major League Baseball record last night in Miami.
Fly ball, left field. 50-50.
Shohei Ohtani of the L.A. Dodgers hit his 50th home run of the season on Bally Sports Florida. He also has 50 stolen bases this year. No player has ever done that combo. And what a game it was for Ohtani. He went 6-for-6 with 3 home runs, 2 stolen bases, and just missed out on hitting for the cycle in a 20-4 rout of the Marlins. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Don't be surprised if you see a second mini-moon in the night sky over the next couple of months. Astronomers say that from September 29th to November 25th, an asteroid the size of a bus will be pulled in by Earth's gravity before it returns to its normal orbit around the sun. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius. or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. Welcome to your Friday. It's the final Friday of summer. It's going to be a hot one. A lot of sunshine. Highs today in the low 90s. Tonight's fair down to the mid 60s. Saturday, last day of summer. It's mostly sunny. Back to the low 90s. Partly to mostly sunny on Sunday, first day of fall. And high temperatures will be near 90. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
11:50 a.m., 106.9 FM, WMST. Listen to the Reggie Gay Gospel Show every Sunday, 6 till 9 p.m. on WMST. You can expect music, entertainment, news, and information about what's happening in the gospel music community around Mount Sterling and Montgomery County. Reggie Gay Gospel Show, Sunday, 6 till 9 p.m. on 11:50 a.m., 106.9 FM, WMST, and WMSTRadio.com.
Tall Funeral Homes in Mount Sterling and Frenchburg have been serving the Gateway area for generations. They still believe in putting your wishes first, and they want to help tell your loved one's story. No one likes to talk about funeral planning, but the friendly staff at Tall Funeral Homes can make it easier. Visit tallfuneralhome.com or call 498-2400. Tall Funeral Homes on Main Street in Mount Sterling and in Frenchburg. tallfuneralhome.com.
School one day during sandbox. And we toasted our love during milk break. I gave him my cookies. So we fell out during finger pain. So one day, and that was Monday, and I stepped up to her and I said,
live on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Wonder why they just sang about a third of the song.
You know,
and that intro was just really, really, really silly.
Yeah, I think I think they did a couple of other songs.
Well, I'm sure it was a medley kind of thing. You know, yeah, I'd rather hear the just hear the song. I don't really need the finger painting and all that.
See, there you are. You're taking a song. That
a great
you like.
Song. But by the way, the reason we played that song is Tito Jackson passed away this week. I don't think Dan had honored him, and I'm not sure we did there either. But anyway, 70 years old, had some kind of medical issue, and was dead by the time he got to the hospital, I read online, maybe Wednesday. Yeah. Long career, I guess.
Hey.
Tito played the bass.
Played the bass. Yep. Let's hear something longer by the Jacksons.
Let's hear a real song. Yeah.
Hello to the world. Tattoo.
To be there. David, are the other Jacksons not singing background?
Not at
there?
All. Nope. That's Michael Jackson.
Wonder who the background singers were.
I'm sure they were Motown people. I never cared enough to find out. What is he, about 12 years old there? But Tito was not involved.
I got you. When did Michael break away?
He was 12, maybe 72, 73. And they still did. Then they became the maybe a little longer than that. And they became the Jacksons. But I think he was in the band and did like Rockin' Robin. And I think it got to be a family rift because he was getting all the attention. And evidently Mr. Jackson, Joe Jackson, and not the shoeless Joe Jackson of baseball fame, not a nice guy. A little tough on the boys, I think.
A little tough on them?
Okay. Yep. Played by Lawrence Hilton Jacobs in the miniseries, by the way, who you will remember as Boom Boom Washington on Welcome Back, Kotter. And looked at absolutely nothing like Joe Jackson.
They didn't have to.
No. Well, most people didn't know what Joe Jackson looked
That's
like.
That's right. So. We didn't know. So. No big deal. Dave, because of J.D. Souther, because I played his music yesterday, but I tell you what, he wrote a song that Linda Ronstadt did called Faithless Love. And I don't know. You might think it's a little cheesy. I don't know.
A little syrupy, you think?
A little syrupy, but I'm
a Linda guy. Not quite. I don't have her quite up there with Emmy Lou, but she's close.
I'm going to play it again because
you really like it.
I really like it.
Faithless love.
Linda Ronstadt, and what a great song written by J.D. Souther. That I think it is one of the best. I put that. I found a couple of pieces of music lately that I would say, you know what? I kind of listened to those songs in the past, but I never really completely appreciated how good they were.
I do that all the time. Normally with album cuts. I'll be listening to it. And, well, that's an album cut. That song wasn't a hit.
Right.
What record, what album is that off of? Heart Like a
Heart
Wheel.
Heart Like a Wheel.
That's a dandy. That's an old one. Her, much like everybody else, I prefer her older music. With me, most everybody's like that. You got a guy like John Prine. First album, 12 songs, 8 or 9 of them are his best. It's because he spent 4 or 5 years writing them, and then you had to put out a record every 6 months. So that's true of a whole lot of people.
There's a guy who, is it tonight? He's going to be, I think tonight. Yeah, Alex, a guy named Alex Key, who's a country guy. He's only 26. He's a little bit too twangy, almost, for me, but he's written a lot of great songs. He's a cross between Porter Wagoner and George Strait. He liked the zoot suits, but the cowboy hat sometimes. The songs he has written are just, I think, really, really good. I mean, he makes you want to pay attention to the words, and he sings pretty good, too, and he's going to be kind of the... He's the key. He should be. Alex Key, and I'd never heard of him before.
Where did he come from, and where did you run across him?
Ran across him only because he was going to be up there, and we were giving some tickets away.
Up where?
To Poppy Mountain.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I've heard the promos. I never even heard his name mentioned. I think that, I haven't gone in several years now, but I was kind of disappointed in the roster of acts there. And it's tremendously expensive. I don't want to talk anybody out of going, because it's a really, really good time. But take your wallet. I met, shook hands with Ralph Stanley at Poppy Mountain. And, I don't sit around the house and listen to the Stanley Brothers, but I appreciate it. And John Anderson, Chris Stapleton, who was a member of the group The Steel Drivers at that point, who I'd never heard of, and I like them better than I do him. And he's marching up and down the charts these days.
You may dish this, but I'm going to play an Alex Key song.
And why would you think I would do that?
Just to see if you would.
I'm a bluegrass guy, Dan.
Well, he's not bluegrass. This is pure country.
And he's at Poppy Mountain?
Yeah, he sure is. Yeah.
He can't use drums there.
Well, John Anderson,
he's the only guy they let use drums. He's the only guy who can pull out a drum set.
There's a house on Maple Street where the neighbors stop and stare. They all say that it's haunted and a crazy man lives there. It's true, a woman haunts these halls. Yes, I lost my mind when I lost her to somebody new. But in here, she's still mine. In my haunted house, she's always around. I see her shadow loom, smell her perfume. I hear her whisper, I love you. I never feel alone. I forget that she's now on the other side. This old town,
Cause she's still mine when I'm inside my holding house. Sometimes I put our old song on. She takes me by the hand. Feel a chill across my lips, and we kiss while we dance. And I let her favorite movie play to hear her laugh again. We're back in love just like it was before she left me. Shadow looms, smell her perfume. I hear her whisper, I love you. I never feel alone. I forget that she's now on the other side of this old town. Cause she's still mine when I'm inside.
And that's Alex Key up at Poppy Mountain. All of his band members are old guys. You know, he's got to still get
most, playing. Most, yeah. You don't find a whole lot of, well, you, that's not bluegrass, really. But same country music, you know, you go around, and back in the day, you'd see Merle or Waylon or somebody, and the steel guitar player, it always looked like he was 95.
Yeah,
I can remember Ralph Mooney, better known as Moon, that played with Waylon, and he was an old fellow with a crew cut. He'd set that hat, you know, but you see close-ups of him. He had gold, 14-karat gold bracelets, and Waylon was good for him. And you know, and for some reason, back in the day, the late 70s, all the steel guitar players had about four ashtrays on their smoke coming from everywhere.
The good old days, right?
The good old days, yeah. No, not really, but the steel guitar playing was good.
Yeah.
A lot of people think Ralph Mooney, who also played with Buck Owens, and there's quite a bit of steel, and Buck is probably the best steel player of all time.
And hey, we're going to go to the Dave wanted to hear something by the Amazing Rhythm Aces that he's found. And
it's a good one.
It's called The End Is Not in Sight.
The cowboy song.
Cowboy tune.
Yes, I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home. Cause this living on the road only made me tired and so. Like a bird without a nest, like a stranger in the night. And my soul cries out for rest, and the end is not in sight. Tastes like sweet magnolia wine, honey dripping from your mouth. And that sweet little gal of mine, she's the finest in the South. Now the days are getting longer, nights are getting colder. I just wanna come back home, lay my head down on your shoulder. Oh,
guess I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. All this living on the road, all it made me tired and so. Like a bird without a nest, like a stranger in the night, and my soul cries out for rest, and the end is not in sight. My soul cries out for rest, and the end is not in sight. And my soul cries out for rest, and the end is not in sight.
Amazing Rhythm Aces. They kind of just design.
That's know, a different. It was not. It was the mid '70s. That's a different sound for that. The guy, lead singer's name was Russell Smith, and he's written several hit songs for more mainstream kind of country. That won the 1975 Grammy for Best Vocal Performance by a Group Country. Well, there was no Alabama then, so. Groups consisted of normally of people like the Statler Brothers or the Oak Ridge Boys. So there was no band, so to speak, or very few. The bands would have been Merle Haggard and the Strangers, or Porter Wagoner and the Wagoneers, you know, Waylon Jennings and the Wailers, you know. I mean, and then this group was, I saw them open up for Jimmy Buffett one time in Rupp. Of course, they had a huge hit with the song I used to think was third-rate romance, which was a pop hit, though. That song right there won a Best Country Grammy. It wasn't even a country hit, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm going to play one more song. Think about this. If you just played this song, wonder if somebody could call in and say, yeah, that's the Amazing Rhythm Aces. I wonder if anybody would recognize.
I would, but I don't know
the sound,
because I recognize his voice.
Standing beside the ocean, looking across the water, everything's beautiful here, but still don't feel like I ought to. Things we wanted not so long ago, I got them all now, ain't got to no more. Remember everything, dresses you used to wear. Look so right and graceful, you seem to flow right through the air. I look so fun and dancing, but you love me anyhow. I guess I could find somebody to love me like that now.
side of the ocean, looking across the bay. I should look for companionship, but just gets in my way. Lights are flickering all along the shore. People dancing there, not on lines no more. Let me see you dance. Oh, baby, let me see you dance. Let me see you dance. Let me see you dance. Oh, baby, let me see you dance.
The Amazing Rhythm Aces. Good stuff, Dave.
That is good.
You brought that.
You know, it was just different. I think that if they'd have come along 20 years earlier, I don't know that they cared. Russell Smith made money writing songs, and several members of that band became Hank Williams Jr.'s Bama band back in his heyday, and he had a heyday. He's kind of a cartoon character now, but you know, back in the family tradition and. There's two or three records there where he probably outsold every country artist. I heard Garth Brooks say that one time that they have no idea how much he sold because they didn't have the accounting methods in country music hadn't caught up yet. And, but at one point he was huge and three or four of those guys were his band. So I saw Billy Paul Jones sing Third Rate Romance one time at a talent show with about 12 other people and he unanimously won.
Unanimously won.
He also sang one other time. He sang a Hank Williams Jr. song, "Old Habits," and the rest of them might as well just not got up there because he also accompanied himself, so it wasn't a karaoke situation. You know, he sat on a stool and played a guitar, just like music should be.
Would you be amazed if I could pull an album out and play it that Billy Paul Jones?
Yeah, you're going to pull out that
Doug Dazzle.
Yeah, you showed it to me with John Pogle on it. You blew the. Yeah, Billy Paul might have mixed it and everything, you know, with him. He's Ricky Skaggs' brother-in-law now. So how about that? Ricky. From Mount Sterling, Kentucky.
There you go.
We ain't exactly Louisa, but we're trying.
I'm going to change courses. Are you a Leo Sayer fan at all?
No, Lord, no.
Well, good. I mean, I want to, you know.
He wrote that circus song that's a... The Three Dog Night did. What was it, The Show Must Go On? And he used to sing it in clown outfit. So no, I'm out.
Turn away. Oh, I love you so when you're smiling, but your smile has faded overnight. Oh, will we stay like this for a lifetime? Getting nothing right. Oh, getting nothing right. Thank you.
Dave, you did so good. You didn't take your headset off.
Oh, that's in the world of Leo Sayer, that's about as good as it gets. Yeah. I mean, at least you didn't play You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. Or how about this one? When I need you.
Oh, gosh. Well, you've awakened somebody.
Joe Lucas is calling.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah, that's me. Good morning, guys.
Hey,
good morning. Lee Sayer, early in his career, performed in clown makeup all the time.
Well, I saw him on the Midnight Special or the Don Kirshner's, and he sang that, you know, the Three Dog Night song. It starts out with like their last hit, maybe. Yeah, I couldn't take.
The same thing at Austin City Limits.
Oh, I can't now. See, that ought to be illegal to wear clown makeup at Austin City Limits.
First saw,
I'm not sure it isn't.
There was an Austin City Limits, and I was like 14, and I thought he was some type of freak, but I got to where I liked his music. I don't know why, but I got a couple albums by him. And y'all was talking about the Jackson and Michael Jacksons earlier. Janet Jackson actually outsold Michael and the Jacksons. She sold more music than
that's
they
just because she's later than them.
Yeah, well, she was. Her career was quite a bit different. Her music was different than theirs.
Her Super Bowl performance was pretty different too.
Oh, that was a sham. I didn't even.
It pretty much ruined her career.
Yeah, I haven't seen a good performance at Super Bowl since Prince. So.
Well, I won't see one because I won't watch them.
Yeah, well, I watched it because Prince, and I loved it because he kept playing In the Rain, singing Purple Rain, and they told him he was going to get electrocuted, and he said he didn't care. He was the show must go on. That's basically what he said. But, hey, Dan, I appreciate that T-shirt.
Oh, you got a T-shirt, too.
Yeah, you sent a T-shirt yesterday.
I think somebody else sent that along to you, but
well, I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the way we are. We're a giving bunch here.
They are, unless it's me.
See, I thought at first when my grandson said there was a T-shirt in there, I was going to pull it out and was going to say I've been besmirched, but it was a Mount Sterling T-shirt. But it's a nice T-shirt. Yeah,
we'll work those up for you. Yeah. We ought to hit a booth at court day.
Yeah,
you could walk by, and I'd besmirch you for what you were wearing or whatever, and then you could get a shirt.
Yeah, that would be cool. But yeah, I just thought I'm going to go grocery shopping, which I dread. But I thought I'd call and say hi to you guys.
Well, appreciate that. I don't know about you. What I think about you now that I found out you had two Leo Sayer albums, but we can get past that.
Yeah, I went to see ELO Friday night.
I'll pass on that too.
Oh, yeah.
Is Jeff Lynn still with them? I mean, there's no group.
He doesn't know just about all the leads.
I was going to say, he is the ELO.
Yeah, it's called Jeff Lynn ELO now.
Because there's nobody else but him.
Well, one guy in the band tried, one of the older guys tried to form another ELO, and he sued because he owned the rights to it. So that's the reason it's called Jeff Lynn's ELO. And I think I'm going to my last concert. Arena show in November. I'm going to go see REO Speedwagon, but they're breaking up at the first.
I read that. Yeah, they can't get along. Joe and you and I, our musical paths have just diverged.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't catch me in Lexington during that show, but now I'm going to Danville to see the Almond Betts Family Reunion so I can clear my. Oh, they've got a bunch of people with them. The Dickinson Brothers that formed the North Mississippi All Stars. And Jimmy Hall from Wet Willie, and anybody else that's still alive from back in
just finding live people to come in.
Well, that now it's not just the lifestyle that's killing them; it's old age. So
I can't believe it. Tuesday, I went to see Joan Osborne, and she was actually entertaining. I couldn't believe it. I got a free ticket, so I went, and her band done a heck of a version of Hip Shake. I didn't know she could do music like that.
Well, she, have you ever seen the documentary Standing in the Shadows of Motown?
Yeah.
She sings What Becomes of the Broken Hearted on there, and that's the best version of that song I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And then she talks about going into, after playing clubs when she was younger, and she'd go in, and that's the first song she'd play on the jukebox and sing along, and, it's an excellent version, and you can tell the old dudes, the Funk Brothers, who were the background group at Motown, really enjoy the camaraderie with her. She's
she paid her dues now. I mean,
she's from Louisville, right?
The juke joints and everything she could play. She's worked her rear end off to get to where she got.
They always said that about Patti Loveless, that she right. You went to Louisville and just banged around there for years and years and finally got to Nashville.
Yeah, well, guys, I'm going to get off here.
Enjoy your shopping there, Joe.
Grocery shopping.
Here's Joan Osborne of What Becomes of the Broken Hearted, live version. Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
There's a concert.
Joan Osborne there, and What Becomes of the Broken Heart. Again, it wasn't a very good mix of that song, but it's the only one that I can find out there. And
I got a CD I could bring you. Matter of fact, I'll get it and let you borrow it. You need to watch that documentary. A guy that's a Motown fan. It's the stories those old dudes tell. And I'd say since that thing's been done, they may all be dead.
Yeah.
But at the time, quite a few. And they played on more hits than Elvis, the Beach Boys, the Beatles, Rolling Stones, somebody else combined.
I hated it. I was going to go out with this song when Joe was on. From
now, this would be a good time to meet
Saturday Night
this.
Live, you know. There he goes. He's out of the studio, folks. But he's not going to he's not into the front door. Dave's still with us. Leo Sayer, and You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. From Midnight Special. Leo Sayer. You make me feel like dancing. And David, Dave danced right out of here, and he danced right back
there. There was not a dance move involved in any of that, but he did walk back there to the coffee machine.
Hey,
you got to put on some Wilson Pickett or something. You want to see me move?
yesterday I'm playing J.D. Souther. I didn't even scratch the surface hardly, really, in the things that he wrote. There are a lot of great pieces of music, and some of it most people have not heard. He wrote a song, and he did it with Chris Hillman and
Richie Furey.
Yeah, Richie Furey, and it's called Prisoner in Disguise. We're not going to hear them do it, though. We're going to hear Linda Ronstadt do it right now. Here is Linda and J.D. Souther's penned Prisoner in Disguise.
You never had much say.
Guys,
by the way, if people are wondering, maybe they didn't listen yesterday, on why we would be paying so much attention to John David Souther, he co-wrote, just so you know, besides the songs we're playing, songs you would be very familiar with, such as Best of My Love, Victim of Love, Heartache Tonight, and New Kid in Town, which of course at least three of those are monster hits by the
Eagles,
and I'd say that probably cushioned J.D.'s financial situation pretty well.
And then you told me about another song that Linda Ronstadt.
Let's try that one.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's White Rhythm and Blues. It was a number one song on your favorite chart, the Adult Contemporary chart.
Hey.
And it's been a long time since I've heard it, but I remember it, and let's play it. Let's hear it now.
Linda Ronstadt, White Rhythm and Blues.
All I need is black roses.
Ride Rhythm and Blues.
Do you like that, Dan?
I love it. Yeah. Great piece of music.
A lot of that stuff, it's from the same era. It's kind of reminiscent of some of the Graham Parsons, Jimmy Lou Harris stuff from a few years prior to that. It's the California sound. Yeah. I guarantee you that J.D. Souther played the Troubadour in Los Angeles, which was kind of the place where people cut their teeth. And there's an excellent, if you watch the KET fundraiser in the last few weeks, they've got a Carole King, James Taylor duo concert where they go back to the Troubadour. And their bass player is the same guy who played the bass originally on You've Got a Friend. And if you get a chance to check some of that out, it's excellent. I don't really need all the talking, but if you can cut through to the musical performances, it's really, I don't need the talking because I've heard it all before. But and Carole King in her own right is a fine piano player.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to put James Taylor on their 100 greatest guitar list, but he can get some chords down, you know.
Well, you know, he's got
a band back there, so he's not like he's going to stand up and fire out some solos or anything, which I don't think I've ever seen him do.
No, but he plays pretty well. You can see him on that.
Yeah, but I'll stand by my statement that he's not going to be on anybody's
top 100.
Yeah, he's not passing Eric Clapton or anything.
Linda Ronstadt's going to wrap us up. Yeah, we've been playing too much Linda Ronstadt, but hey.
Yeah, you can't play too much for Linda Ronstadt.
Very well said.
That's a good one. So
bad, we'll be back after the CBS News at the top of the hour. Don't go away.
I'm so lonesome all the time since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
AM 1150, WMST, Mount Sterling, CBS News Time. It's time.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a deadly tit-for-tat in the Middle East. Israel says Hezbollah fired first, launching 140 rockets over Lebanon's southern border today. Israel firing back with a strike on Beirut. Reporter Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army said it carried out what it called a targeted strike in the Dahiya neighborhood of Beirut, which is known as a Hezbollah stronghold. Reports from Lebanon said the target was a senior Hezbollah official.
Lebanon's health ministry says a total of 3 people were killed and 17 wounded. Today's attacks come one day after Hezbollah's leader vowed retaliation for deadly pager and walkie-talkie explosions this week. Former President Donald Trump looked for support from Jewish voters when he addressed the Israeli-American Council's National Summit in Washington, D.C. last night.
Anybody who's Jewish and loves being Jewish and loves Israel is a fool if they vote for a Democrat.
He says he would withdraw federal funding from colleges that support pro-Palestinian protests. A surprising turn in a key race in a battleground state.
North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson remains the Republican nominee for governor, ignoring a midnight deadline to withdraw after he reportedly posted racist and sexist remarks on a pornography website.
Let me reassure you, the things that you will see in that story, those are not the words of Mark Robinson.
Many Republicans fear Robinson could hurt former President Donald Trump's chances in North Carolina, long considered a crucial presidential battleground state. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
A day after a sit-down with Oprah in Michigan, Vice President Harris will highlight her views on abortion. WSB's Jonathan O'Brien from Atlanta.
The campaign stop here in Georgia comes after a report from ProPublica this week detailing the story of a woman who died because of the state's abortion restrictions, which they say caused delays in doctors giving her an emergency abortion. A senior campaign official saying Harris's speech will focus on the implications of Georgia's heartbeat bill and other similar pieces of legislation that have been approved around the country.
In eastern Kentucky,
Fletcher County Courthouse that shots fired.
Fletcher County Dispatch reporting a shooting at the courthouse in Whitesburg. Police say the county sheriff aimed a gun at a U.S. district judge and killed him. State Trooper Matt Gayhart.
We know that it was an argument between the two that led up, but what exactly transpired prior to the shots being fired, still things that we're trying to get answers to.
The sheriff's been charged with one count of first-degree murder. The Dow is down 87 points in early trading. S&P off 14, NAS down 31. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention taxpayers, billions of dollars in savings is up for grabs for those struggling with back taxes to the IRS. The Fresh Start and Tax Relief Initiatives have paved the way for Americans with back taxes or unfiled returns to find the tax relief that they need. If you're facing liens, levies, audits, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan, you may qualify to have a large portion of what you owe eliminated. Those who qualify and enroll can finally resolve delinquent tax problems and end all collections. A tax relief hotline at Community Tax has been established for you to call at 800-342-4301. When you call, you'll receive a free tax assessment to let you know your options and what savings you qualify for. With rising inflation and economic uncertainty, relief for taxpayers has never come at a better time. Call now and see what you qualify for by dialing 800-342-4301. 800-342-4301. That's 800-342-4301.
There's new government money for a continuing string of new products.
The Biden administration is awarding $3 billion to domestic companies to boost production of advanced batteries and other materials used for electric vehicles. It's part of an effort to cut into China's dominance in the EV battery market. The grants will fund 25 projects in 14 states. This is the second round of funding for this under the 2021 infrastructure law. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Been wanting to try a weight loss injectable? They're getting cheaper amid a price war between rival drug manufacturers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk. The Wall Street Journal says people who want to get a hold of Lilly's Zepbound, which usually sells for more than $1,000 a month, can find it for as little as $400. Novo Nordisk also offering rebates on Wegovy, which has a list price of $1,350. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
On days you can't play a round of golf at Irish Hills in Mount Sterling, come try out the Golf Simulator. Call 859-498-3142 and book the Golf Simulator today. The sports bar at Irish Hills is open daily at 11 a.m. There's a pool table, new golden tee golf, food, beer, and beverages. And you can watch all the UK games on 6 TVs. Also, ask about the new golf membership rates. Irish Hills Golf Restaurant and Events, 1223 Camargo Road, Mount Sterling. Give them a call, 498-3142.
Your LAX18 storm tracker forecast. Welcome to your Friday. It's the final Friday of summer. It's going to be a hot one. A lot of sunshine, highs today in the low 90s. Tonight's fair down to the mid 60s. Saturday, last day of summer, it's mostly sunny, back to the low 90s. Partly to mostly sunny on Sunday, first day of fall. And high temperatures will be near 90. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
Looking for fast, easy, and secure electronic banking? Community Trust Bank has a wide variety of banking services to meet your needs, including internet banking, bill pay, and mobile banking. We now have even more great services like Apple Pay and Google Pay. Make payments directly from your smartphone. And Zelle, a fast, easy, secure way to send and receive money from your smartphone. Visit us on the internet at ctbi.com or stop by and see us at one of our 79 branch offices.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh my, but you have a pretty face. You favor a girl that I knew. I imagine that she's still in Tennessee. By God, I should be there too. I've a sadness too sad to be true. But I left Tennessee in a hurry, dear, the same way that I'm leaving you. Because love is mainly just memory, and everyone's got them a few. So when I'm gone, I'll be glad to love you. Out the brand new Tennessee walls, you're literally waltzing over there. Out the brand new Tennessee walls, there's no telling who will be there. When I leave, it'll be like I found you, love, descending Victorian stairs. I'm feeling like one of your photographs, trapped while I'm putting on airs and getting even by asking who cares. At the brand new Tennessee walls, you're literally waltzing on air. At the brand new Tennessee walls, there's no telling who will be there. So have
welcome
all
back to
of
the Midmornings on Main. It's one of your favorites, Dave.
That's Jesse Winchester.
Yeah.
I saw him. What are you doing playing the opening acts for Jimmy Buffett? I saw him open for Jimmy Buffett at Northern Kentucky University well before they had that big arena up there. I was probably, I don't know, I think I paid $9 or something. And Jimmy Buffett was come Monday Jimmy Buffett then, not the Margaritaville Jimmy Buffett. So the troubadour before he became master of a lifestyle.
Yeah.
They've named A1A, Jimmy Buffett Boulevard.
I was a
and I don't have any problem with that.
I was a come Monday Jimmy Buffett guy.
Oh, right? He had story songs and funny songs and things like that. And then there's not a whole lot of, and I'm liable to have Jimmy Buffett people come up here and stomp me in the concrete out here. But I thought the music was basically all the musical ability is all in the early stuff. After that, we're just having a party. Nothing. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that. You know, Jimmy Buffett threw a good party, but still, I'd rather hear the music.
Here's Jesse one more time. For other folks, they ain't called nothing but a breeze.
Some folks like the taste of smoky whiskey. Others figure tea's too strong. Well, I'm the type of guy that wants to ride the mill. I don't like bouncing back and forth. Me, I want to live with my feet in Dixie and my head in the cool blue north. In a small suburban garden, not a single neighbor knows our name. I know the woman wishes we would move someplace where the houses aren't all the same. Jesse, I wish you would take me where the grass is greener. I couldn't really say where it may be. Oh, someplace high on a mountaintop, down by the deep blue sea. And there we'll do just as we please. It ain't nothing but a dream. One day I'll be your great grandpa. All the pretty girls will call me sir. Now where they're asking me how things are, soon they'll ask me how things were. Well, I don't mind being an old great-grandpa as long as you be my great-grandma. But I wish we would move with our tea and cookies to the shade of the old pawpaw.
But a breeze.
Yeah, I appreciate you playing that, Dan. I hadn't heard Jesse in a long time. He's the only, I wonder if you know this, he's the only draft dodger that was a recording artist and was lived in Canada and was pardoned by Jimmy Carter. And long since, he's been dead a while now, not long since, but it's been a while. I believe he's from Mississippi, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He wrote Mississippi, You're On My Mind, covered by, probably most notably by, the original Cosmic Cowboy, Jerry Jeff Walker.
Jerry Jeff Walker.
Also gone.
I'm going to go back now and pick up, because I found a, I think, a better version of Joan Osborne singing.
Okay. I mean,
What Becomes of the Broken Heart.
I walk the this land of broken dreams. I have visions of many things. Happiness is just an illusion filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed? I know I've got to find some kind of peace of mind, baby. The roots of love grow all around, but for me they come tumbling down. Every day heartaches grow a little stronger. Shadows searching for light, cold and alone, no comfort inside. Hoping and praying for someone who cares, always moving and going nowhere. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed? Comes of the broken heart and tell me.
Tell me what
becomes of the broken heart and tell me. Tell me.
Tell me what
becomes of the broken heart. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me.
There you go, Dan. Good work.
Hey.
That's about only about 100 times better than that. The mix and the background and the musicians and everything are better on that version.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
You know where she's from?
Louisville.
Yeah. Anchorage, they list, but
not Alaska. Yeah. Yeah. Anchorage used to be the, you would read those test score things in the paper. There's an independent school district there, I guess, up through elementary or junior high or something, middle school, I guess. And they used to have the highest test scores in the state. How about that?
Hey.
Yeah, you think all I know is music.
Well. How about a little Stevie Earle? You like that?
Me. Got you good rocking at it down from Tennessee.
Oh, goodness. I've got to turn him down.
I'm just that often bound for San Antonio with a radio blasting and the bird dog on. There's a speed trap up ahead of Selma town, but no local yokel gonna shut me down. Cause me and my boys got this rig unwound and we'll come 1,000 miles from a guitar train. Oh,
Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I kind of just hang around. But I heard someone calling my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Chevy car. Now I'm smoking in a Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from a guitar down. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? I love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rise, I'll make my stand. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar town.
Yeah, Stevie Earle there with music and
Steve Earle, that album is usually found near the list of top country or outlaw country, whatever you want to call it, Americana. Anyway, it's usually found near the top of the list of all time albums, and that's Steve Earle's first song and first album. Steve had some personal issues. Was in jail for heroin possession years ago, but after that record, and sad to say, his son, who was a recording artist in his own right, Justin Towns Earle, and the reason he was named Towns is
Towns Van Sant,
and he died of a heroin overdose on New Year's Eve about 5 years ago. That would be hard to live with, I think. And Steve's been clean for a long time. I saw him at the Burl maybe 2 years ago. You don't think of a venue like that having him, but, and it was a full, he had an opening act. Well, the opening act was his backup band. He had a couple of sisters that sang backup, but yeah, you know, you got the, Jerry Jeff Walker had died shortly before he did a tribute record. So he opened up with Mr. Bojangles, believe it or not. And then, like Emmy Lou Harris, you know, she'll get out there. She'll do a Towns Van Zandt song, a Graham Parsons song, several Rodney Crowell songs, and she'll tell you who wrote them and tell you a story about them. And it's quick, and it's not a James Taylor 15-minute story. And, you know, I saw her last September, maybe about a year ago. You ever get a chance, man, because she's 76 now, and she don't look it, and she sure doesn't sound it, but go see her.
We have to send James Taylor another T-shirt. I've been besmirched by David Hall multiple times.
Another guy whose best music was decades ago. I mean, decades ago. And the first record he made in England on the Apple Records, and nobody heard that, but the first American record he made was the best one.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go on and on. Tom McMakin and I were just talking about the Steve Earle thing. You know that?
You're talking about Fire and Rain?
Yeah, and You've Got a Friend, and all those are either on the first album or the second. But what my point being that everything you hear from James Taylor now was recorded in the 70s. You may believe, well, no, even that My Smiling Face and all that was about 78 because I was in high school.
Well, Dave, I want to send you out in style today.
That's right.
I want you to leave happy.
Hey, we've had a good time, Dan.
Hey.
I mean, you, Leo Sayre, you know, other than that, I'm good. All right.
How about the Kentucky Headhunters? Walk Softly on This Heart of Mine.
Old Bill Monroe song.
Dave, we'll see you next week.
Have a good weekend, Dan.
You want me to take you back once more. You say you need a helping
been listening to Mid-Mornings on Main with your host, Dan Manley, and brought to you in part by Community Trust Bank.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
A DNA test on a body that was suspected to be that of Kentucky I-75 shooting suspect Joseph Couch has come back inconclusive. Officials in Kentucky said Wednesday they found a body they believed that was that of Couch near where the shooting happened. Couch, who allegedly shot five people in Laurel County earlier this month, has been the focus of an intense manhunt ever since. Officials said two state troopers and two civilians were searching the woods in Laurel County when they ran into each other and ended up finding the body. The initial soft tissue DNA test was inconclusive, although an autopsy confirmed the case of death was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Kentucky Justice and Public Safety Cabinet said in a news release, a further DNA test with material extracted from bone will be completed in 24 to 48 hours. I'm Lee Mowen.
This is the Kentucky News Network. If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Here's your LAX18 Storm Tracker forecast. Welcome to your Friday. It's the final Friday of summer. It's going to be a hot one. A lot of sunshine, highs today in the low 90s. Tonight's fair down to the mid-60s. Saturday, last day of summer, it's mostly sunny, back to the low 90s. Partly to mostly sunny on Sunday, first day of fall. And high temperatures will be near 90. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
Picture this. Your brighter, healthier smile is just a visit away. Welcome to the dental office of Dr. Richard Henry, 541 Willen Way, Mount Sterling, behind Dairy Queen. Our team will make your visit as comfortable and stress-free as possible. From routine checkups to cosmetic transformations, we know your confidence begins with a healthy, happy mouth. To schedule your appointment, call Henry Dental at 859-498-1347.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
This fall, get more value than ever before with Uniroyal tires from major brands. Through September 23rd, get a $100 reward card after online submission with the purchase of four new select Uniroyal Laredo family of tires and a $50 rebate on all other Uniroyal tire lines. That's affordable, reliable driving you can enjoy for the season to come from a tire brand that's been trusted for over 130 years. Go to major brands, Tom's Drive Moorhead and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling for details. Offer expires September 23rd. Void where prohibited.
Maybe you thought you'd like full-time retirement, but it turns out it's not for you. Or maybe you want something part-time while the kids are at school. Become a team member with your local Scott Family McDonald's. You'll get 401k, health, dental, and life insurance, instant pay, flexible scheduling, free meals, uniforms, and several other incentives. Full-time, part-time, daytime, nighttime. Get details online at scottmcdonalds.com/apply. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Andy Ryan, your Mount Sterling Edward Jones Financial Advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me, 859-498-2863, or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Tiffany Shanklin with Lily's Med Spa and Salon in Mount Sterling. We wanted to let everyone know that we have a newly renovated facility offering more space and many more services. To celebrate, join us on September 20th for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at noon, followed by an open house from 4 to 7, where you can explore our new building and all we have to offer. We are located at 75 Sterling Way beside Windsor Care Nursing Home in Mount Sterling.
How about some old rock and roll? Yeah, we've heard some other stuff this morning. We're going to go back in time, play some old rock and roll hits for you from back in the day. 1965, the early part of that year. Jerry Lewis and the Playboys.
This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you got is true, let it shine for you. This stone is genuine, like love should be. And if your baby's truer than my baby was to me,
about 23 minutes before 11 o'clock, we are going to pack in as much of the great old rock and roll as we can here these next 23 minutes. So don't go away. You might hear something you haven't heard in a while, you say, that made my Friday. I hope it does. Here are the Chiffons. Follow the Chiffons up with, oh, how about the Coasters?
Why is everybody everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knees, I know that's him. Yelling 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall?
Everybody always picking on me. Everybody always picking on me.
Right. You're going to develop a complex if you don't watch out. Yeah, the coasters and Charlie Brown. Let's go to a party next with Leslie Moore.
It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. 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 You would cry too if it happened to
1965, we were all loving the music of the Righteous Brothers.
There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and bleeding. Oh, that love and bleeding. You lost that love and bleeding. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh.
It makes me just feel like flying. Cause baby, something beautiful found me. You lost that love for me. Oh, that love for me. You lost that love for me. And now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you.
Mid-1960s, we were loving the Righteous Brothers, and there's a guy named Johnny Tillotson was extremely popular, and the song was kind of sad, but, you know, hey, we like to sing along.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my lonely tears instead, and it keeps right on a hurt since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurt every minute of the day, every hour. So lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on. And it keeps right on a hurt since you're gone. They say a man should never cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but you forgot your memory, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. Of the day, every hour you're away, I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone.
Bonnie Tillotson keeps right on hurting. Lost one of my classmates, our classmates. Richard Jones has passed away. Had a stroke and got COVID. He was living up in Wisconsin. I had not seen Richard in a long time. What a great guy he was. We had good times back in high school. And, you know, just want to send a little shout out to the people in the Mount Sterling High School class of 71 and remembering Richard Jones today.
Darling, you.
Here's Sam Cooke. This is 1957.
Honest you do, oh, you thrill me. I know you thrill me. Darling, you thrill me. Honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, you send me. I know you send me. But ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know you send me.
Play the Chiffons earlier. We're going to hear them one more time right now with Sweet Talking Guy.
He's a sweet-talking guy,
sweet-talking guy,
one-liner,
playing some great music from back in the 60s today for you. I think you will remember Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Johnny Rivers covered this song and did a great version later on, but let's hear the original from the guy who wrote it, Smokey Robinson. Having a birthday today. He'll be with you tonight on high school basketball. I mean, did I say basketball? I'm trying to jump ahead. High school football night. Indians are at Greenup County here. Ivan and Herbie tonight. But because it's Ivan's birthday, they're dancing in the streets, folks. We'll see you again next week.
AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. It's 11 o'clock.